Hi, this is Harp with your local weather. And for today's forecast, it's wet outside, folks. Reminds me of a girl I used to know. Oh yes, she used to get really wet. And I was a bad swimmer at the time. I couldn't kick, stroke, float. Nothing. I nearly lost my life. Imagine your old pal Harp going out that way. Oh no. Anyway, folks, bundle up out there. Podcast. I like that tag.
Still disagree with you.
I agree with you.
So would you rather, would y'all rather a chick that's a hustler or like a housewife?
A chick that's a hustler.
Alright, reason?
Because she gonna understand
the lifestyle.
Certain, like, it needs to be simple to not get into specifics. But a chick that has a hustler mind, she thinking how to turn five into 10, how to turn 10 to 20. You don't want a shorty who's looking at 9 to 5, and if you work in a 9 to 5 and at the end of your pay period or whatever, and then let's say they take away taxes and you come home with $1,400. She only sees
the value of that.
She only sees $1,400. She don't see no ways to flip something. Mm. She don't see no ways how to cut no corners.
No way to double the bread, triple the bread.
She's basically a square. So you're only gonna be able to make do with what you got.
Ain't no squares in a circle, baby.
All right. What about? So, I mean, what if she out hustle you?
Oh, that's a blessing. You winning, king. Yeah, you winning, king.
I'm doing
if you
less.
Gotta, hold on. If you got a queen that's gonna out hustle,
I'm doing less.
I can't say out hustle. If you got a queen that her hustlenomics is on the way 1,000, and she know how to flip quick, get quick. No, she know how to quadruple. She know how to triple, double, everything. That's a win for the king.
But she might require more of you.
Hell, you give her that. You gotta give her that. Mm-hmm. You gotta worship the queen.
I don't know.
You gotta worship the queen.
I might require you to step your hustle up.
Queen, though. A lot of niggas don't want to worship the queen. I will worship the queen. Oh, you want a massage, baby? Come in. Let me give you a flow. You had a rough day.
I don't think that's what he meant. I don't think that's what he meant.
Oh. You just went a whole different direction.
Oh. Nigga made a left.
You veered over.
I went to Jackie Robinson Parkway.
That's a fact.
Y'all still in a belt.
You Jackie Robinson.
I went to Jackie Robinson right now. Let me get back to the belt.
I think that's what it is. You know what I mean? Full lane.
Shit. But I feel like a woman got power. She got power. You gotta respect her power.
Especially nowadays, it's a wrap for dudes.
Because they say women, they're graduating college at a higher rate than men.
They want everything better than men.
Even though they say it's a male's world, but when we look at salaries and the salary cap, it's a lot of women making big bread right now.
It's more to life than bread, bro.
But I'm talking about power in society.
Oh, speaking of power.
Power in the workplace.
Would you date a girl that's a shooter?
Hell yeah. What the fuck?
No, I mean, got some bodies, confirmed kills.
Give me that. Give me that. Yo, bring your fucking kill ass over here, girl. What the fuck you talking about, girl? Give me that. I like that. I respect her gangster. That's a big fact.
Yeah, all right. So you heard it first, man. COV for the powerful women out there.
You know what? And where I work at, the owner of the building... Stop. Is
the shooter?
No.
Big ups.
Matter of fact, you never know. But a brown skin melanin queen. All right. She's the owner of the building I work at. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And her office is on like damn near the fucking 40th floor.
We have left the subject in 3.5. But it just
shows you, is on your women, right. it's not about like male or female. Bro. Power is power. When you got the power, you got the juice. When you got the power, you got the juice.
It depends on how you obtain that power.
You can obtain it through education. You can obtain it through promotion. You can obtain it. It's a lot of ways to obtain power. You can obtain it through the streets. It's a lot of ways to obtain power. You can kill somebody
and then make a fake will.
It's a lot of ways to obtain power.
We veered off topic.
A lot of you could fuck your way to power. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of ways to obtain power. Like, it's a lot of ways to obtain power these days.
I think that only works with females.
Shout out to what's that nigga that came home, no names podcast shout out to what's his name that came home after his mugshot went viral, and he seated up that billionaire. Yeah, shout out homie, man. He fucked his way to some
game. He was light skinned. Let's see if they let a dark skinned nigga win like that.
Yeah, I think what's his name? Adia Sabra. He could have did that.
Who?
What's his name?
Idris Elba?
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
Yeah. He could have did that. He could have pulled that off.
But he just got married. He got married.
He could have pulled that, yeah. He got too much morals.
He a married man.
Yeah.
Could have.
He could have pulled that off.
It didn't happen. He went to jail?
Nah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a hypothetical. Let's wait until a dark skin nigga that's not famous already.
Okay.
Fucking that got light skin eyes get locked up. And let's see if he come home and niggas gonna let him wear Gucci and Louis down the motherfucking runway. And
off
shit,
a mugshot.
And let him fuck all these famous white bitches.
You know what?
That probably light skinned nigga was already in the house.
Listen, niggas just opened the door for him.
He wasn't in the field.
That happens every day without us knowing, bro.
This is a disclaimer. None of the views expressed.
Those views from Hot Boy Hazy, y'all know what's up when I'm rolling up. Fuck.
I just had to put it out there.
But you know what? A lot of shit happened under our noses.
Why they ain't let the light skin nigga shit happen under our nose?
Because it was a branding thing.
That was a light skin nigga thing.
And he went viral.
That was a light skin nigga thing. If you go viral, then you go viral. That was a light skin nigga thing.
No, it is.
It's colorism in the world, right?
Light skin, you're still black. It's colorism, right? They'll still call you a nigga. There's a colorism. You're not white. You're light skinned. If you're biracial, you're still black. I'm willing to bet
50% of my life on that.
Of what?
You know how many fucking dark skinned niggas that fucking work out, that got muscles, that got fucking light eyes? The niggas don't come home and fucking and model. Niggas come home like fucking Casanova telling thug stories about how they was fucking running the yard and shit.
Okay.
Niggas don't get to rock like that.
Okay. That's all person perspective.
Alright, that's why I said that's colorism, bro.
It's not colorism.
That is colorism. Do you know what colorism is?
I know what colorism is. It's racism. Colorism is a form of racism. If you base a person off their color, then that's racism.
The next flavor of Coca-Cola is going to be cocaine.
That already happened. Right back to that, right?
Nah. That's why I said that the next flavor is going to be cocaine. They're going to stop all of this orange or this blueberry bullshit.
They're never going to stop that. Because motherfuckers buy that shit.
Coca-Cola in Amsterdam got cocaine in it, though.
They got an orange. They had a lemon lime Sprite, And now they got an orange Coca-Cola. An orange flavor Coca-Cola.
I'm pretty sure this ain't new. It's new to niggas in New York.
That shit, but that shit is a branding fucking thing. And motherfuckers buying that shit. I don't drink soda. Like, motherfuckers buying that shit. I seen a nigga fucking the other day fucking drinking a fucking 2 liter fucking soda. I'm like, damn, you drink all that soda, bro? The fuck? He said, yo, I bought that shit. That's my shit. He drinks soda. I never seen him drink no water, but he would drink plenty of soda.
That's his business.
It's a branding. I feel like this shit'd be no flavored fucking soda, yo.
Listen, back to what I was saying, because we're not gonna skip over this colorism shit. Since niggas can't finish the first half.
You see how I skip over the conversations.
Until I see a dark skinned nigga that's fucking suitable by white people's standards. No. Come home and he get to fuck Ally McBeal and fucking Miley Cyrus and all these other fucking white bitches. And he gets to model Versace and Gucci and Louis.
That shit's good.
Right. I know that shit's good, right?
But even that, but he no was rare.
No boy.
Shout out to the dark skin.
But
shout
is he still successful right now? I don't think he's still successful right now.
Shout out to the dark whites.
Shout out to the
what the hell is dark right white? Now.
He's not still eating. She said she ain't black. She said she dark white.
He's just retarded.
Cookies and cream. Cookies and cream.
Transracial. She's a transracial.
This is different, bro.
What's the problem?
2019. Y'all niggas heads all fucked up.
What's the problem? You want a drink?
Everybody making up their own terminology for nothing.
Uh-huh.
Macho go loco. Sorry. What was talking about? You can't let it go, huh?
Nah, what was talking about?
Nothing.
Oh.
A whole bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, that's a fact. A whole bunch of nothing.
Y'all niggas trying to go back and forth with me. Y'all niggas know better than that.
Because you always staring left.
He's going to agree to disagree.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. Agree to disagree.
This conversation has been...
You always want to go left. You used to be going straight. You just... Every time.
Nigga, I have what I got to say. When I got to say it, I got to say it, nigga.
You change the topic all the time. Like, I don't understand how that works, bro.
My nigga, if I say what I say, I say it whenever I want to say it, nigga. That's how it go. When I got to say something, I got to say something. If I got a topic, what I'm going to say, I'm going to say it. The fuck? That's what I want to say.
Why are we doing that, bro?
That's what I want to say. That's what I want to say, nigga. It don't matter who it is
or where it's going. I'm talking about the energy right now.
It's not no energy. I'm just got the same energy I said before with talking to James. I just got the same energy. My energy never changed.
A little bit.
My energy changed?
Yeah.
It went a little hostile?
A little bit.
Super hostile.
Okay. Podcast live. COV.
We're having a hypothetical conversation.
Right.
Don't take any of this serious.
No offense to the Tatianas, right? So, look. Wait. At what age should it be acceptable to let go of your hoes? All of your hoes.
Right before, when you're in the hospital on the respirator, and they tell you, they say you've been here on this shit for too long, and your Medicaid ain't gonna pay for but another hour. You know how we're gonna have to pull the plug.
So yeah,
and then that's when it's acceptable to release on your home. That whatever. You
know. So. Yeah, what age is it acceptable to let go of your hopes?
30.
Yeah. How old are you?
29.
Yeah, my brother.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I like that.
So no hoes at 35?
I mean, not that he had most of them.
time. You ain't got but a couple more papers in. Offense. Except me. I told God, my dreams got for it. I'm trying to do everything on this earth that I'm planning to do.
Uh-huh.
It's done.
Yeah.
Hang it up.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So. We'll be back, people. Peace. Alright, COV. Live from the pizza spot, wherever that is. Mm-hmm. Nah, man, we did 105 earlier. No, we ain't here to talk about that. Nah. COV was singing R. Kelly earlier.
That's COV.
With the exception of Nyla.
There we go.
And they say he's not canceled. So, I got it. That breeded a question, right? Whether how appropriate or not, right? How young is too young?
Relationship-wise, definitely 25, man. If I'm just looking for something temporary, you know what I mean? At least 22. At least 22.
22? Well, what about you, Nyla?
Well, I mean, I done turned over a new leaf. So, you know what I'm saying? Before, I would have said legal. But now I'll say, given where I'm heading in my own life, around about 25, 24 is my cutoff. 24, I'm being lenient, depending on what she got going on.
Right.
Sometimes I do 22, 23, depending on how bad she is and what of mine, like, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Let's go.
How young is too young, in your opinion?
How young is too young?
Yeah.
Anything with the teens, man.
Any teens?
Even with the early 20, man.
Yeah.
I got me a young little jank, know what I mean? But she's 24, so I'm 30.
24, cause and go.
That's a 7-year difference, but know what I mean? It's all good, though. All
right, what was the biggest age difference for you guys?
I just told you mine.
Okay.
I told somebody that was... How old she? 21.
Uh-huh. How old was you?
She was crazy. 29. This was last year.
Oh, the last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was crazy. She tried to run a baby daddy over with a car. You know what I'm saying? Literally kill him.
With the car. Nigga got the craziest.
Like it was normal.
Yep.
But she was fine.
I can't lie. You know what you got to do with the young joints? You got to scare them. It becomes a competition. I remember I told one chick that, you remember this, Raz? I told one chick that, like, yo, she was like, why is kids out of the question for me?
Because you were breeding.
Nah, I didn't say that. I said, all right, first we got to kill your stepfather because I don't trust him.
I'm cool on breeders right now.
Nah, you know what I mean? I said, nah, first we got to kill your stepfather. After that, I mean, we can have all the kids you want. You gotta help me plan the murder. Help me get away. Help me. I mean, that's it. You just gotta scare the young chicks to the point that, I mean, they really don't wanna. You feel me?
I see, man.
What about you? What was the biggest age difference?
The biggest age difference for me? You talking about actually being with him or having sex with him?
Well, both.
Being with him? 3 years.
3 years? Okay.
About that. How old was old girl, mom? I'm assuming it was like a 10 to 12 year old.
Wow.
Talking about older things.
Yo, I was like, what, 19? So she had to be about Pittsburgh.
Shout out to the fine wines, right, Scope?
Hey, hey, like a mom. Hey, bruh, she made me mad I was dating her daughter, yo.
This is a true story.
I'm not making this up.
I mean,
this is a true
story.
I ain't make fine wine for no reason, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, they out there living that life.
Yeah.
Had me feeling like a rookie. I thought I was doing something.
Shout out to y'all, fine wine.
That bitch is a dog.
Wait, hold up.
Ask it again.
A husband made a mistake and cheated on his wife, right?
Okay.
The wife returned cheated.
Salute to the husband.
And she got pregnant. Who tore the family apart? The husband or the wife?
The wife.
The wife?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Both y'all say the wife?
I'm gonna say the reason why I say the wife, because the husband cheated.
Uh-huh.
He didn't get the lady pregnant.
Right.
She cheated and got seated up. So yes, it looked bad on his wife.
Yeah. Okay.
So she.
My ethnic is different.
Oh,
yeah.
Talk.
The husband, the king. The king of the castle. Salute to him.
Get your single shit off.
Salute to him.
So who messed the family up?
Who messed the family up?
That fucking broad messed the family up.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
She messed the family up because when niggas cheat, it's for a nut.
So two wrongs don't make it right.
But no.
When females cheat, it's more emotion is involved.
But don't get it twisted. When a guy cheat also, he can also fall in love, bro.
I was about to say, I had some side chicks.
You're not really going to fall in love with no side piece.
Why not? I done seen it happen, bro.
I seen it happen.
Because they feel like the girl that they cheated
compatible,
with is compatible or more given than the woman that he's with, or he feel like he have more
she
control.
She fit the situation.
More even
man.
Better.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So,
but you know what the main moral is?
Don't cheat.
Don't trust these hoes, nigga.
Get your money, nigga. If you're going to cheat.
Don't trust these hoes, nigga.
That's not the problem. If you're going to cheat, don't fall in love with these bitches after that nut.
That's right.
A lot of niggas be catching feelings and catching that emotion. Oh, we got some connection. Let's see what.
Hold on.
Let's see what next time. Mr. Anonymous.
Release and detach.
We gotta wait
You never think how wet is too wet. And too wet is what you get. I mean, everywhere was soaked. It wasn't a dry spot in sight. And you think, oh no, how would I rest comfortably? I have to relocate. Now I know what the Katrina victims feel like. Anyway, this is your boy Harp. Dear ladies, your time is now. Y'all hear me? Your time is now, 2019. Here it is. Just look at the times. Just look at it. Look at your effect on the world. Y'all doing way better than men. You know? Y'all graduating school at a higher rate than men. You hear me? That means y'all about to get better jobs than men. Your employment rate is about to be way better than men. You hear me? Even look at music, man. Like, look, y'all have Cardi B, y'all have Nicki Minaj, y'all have the City Girls, y'all have Megan Thee Stallion. You feel me? Like, success is all around y'all. Like, you know it, and you hear some of the messages in the music. Know what I mean? Like, it's a commonality. Like, all of these women are saying, yeah, sis, break that nigga. Know what I mean? Tap that nigga pockets. Take him for all he's worth. Until he's worthless. And if he's worthless to start with, then don't fuck with him. Go fuck with a nigga that got it. Nah, I mean, that's the messages in the music, man. This is y'all time. And that shit do numbers. That shit sell. That's the shit that's selling. That's the shit that's being exploited. It's being exploited. But I meant applauded. You know? That's the shit that go in the club. You feel me? While men, talking about womanizing ain't really the wave no more. You feel me? Like a man got to tell about, you know, like you know, he got to talk about drugs and he got to talk about heartbreak and he got to talk about being depressed to you know, to sell records. That's what go. You feel me? So yeah, the time is now for y'all. But I hope y'all ready. I hope y'all prepared to be the more dominant sex. I hope y'all prepared. I hope y'all do a better job at it than we did. You know, like we got, you know, there was times we got cocky with it. You know, James Brown said it's a man's world. You know, we had mistresses and side babies that destroyed the family structure. So I hope y'all do a better job than we did. I hope y'all don't be sore winners. You know, y'all got to stop selling the we are oppressed thing. Because I don't see oppression for y'all no more. You know? Like if a nigga... if a guy at work gets inappropriate with you, flirts with you, and you complain, he gets fired. That's it. He gets fired. He's out of here. It's no, not even, it's not even being talked about no more. He's out of here. Yeah, get him out of here. But like if a girl flirted with a guy, he better shut his motherfucking mouth. He better man up. You know? Y'all privileged. Y'all got privileges. I hope y'all don't be sore winners when y'all become the dominant gender. Because, you know, it's going to y'all favor. And I hope y'all prepared for that control. Hope y'all are really prepared for it. You know, it's funny. I was talking to my homegirl the other day. And we was talking about the subject. And, you know, and she was getting, you know, she was kind of getting aggravated at me. because she thought I was saying things that I wasn't. She thought I was mad at it, how it was going down. I'm not mad at it. I'm applauding it. You know, like I'm just noticing the times. I'm not mad at it. I'm not speaking from a angry standpoint. It was bound to happen. And then she asked me, well how come how we don't want to be dominant, we just want to be equals. And then, you know, I said to her, equality is a myth. You know, like equality is a myth. At the end of the day, human beings, we are animals. There is no such thing as equals in the wild. You know, there's no two kings of the jungle. There's no such thing as two leaders of a pack. No, there's a pack leader. That's one. That's a singular job. You know? So there can only be one dominant. You know? So I know y'all been fighting for equality, but it's not going to end up like that. For y'all to be dominant, there has to be emasculated male. The male has to be emasculated. That's just how that's just how nature works. You know, we are all children of nature. We are, you know what I mean, we're animals. We're in the wild. You know. So yeah, woman. Congrats, man. It's been a long fight for y'all. Congrats. Just be better than what we were. Don't strive to be us. Strive to be better. That's my only wish for you guys. But then, you know, I'm not in control, so. Well, that's all I got. So cover up, folks. And stay covered. You can get sick out here. You can get pneumonia. Pneumonia. That reminds me of a girl I used to know. And if you know pneumonia, you definitely got sick. You're a sick motherfucker. But that's a story for another time. Have a good day.
Covenant Government.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.